From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. People around the world, welcome 2016. In many places, security, though, is tight as authorities try to guard against possible terrorist attacks. Police in Munich, Germany, ordered the closure of two train stations due to the imminent threat of a terrorist attack. That was the sound in Sydney, one of the first places that marked the dawn of 2016. Australians enjoyed one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. In Russia, authorities decided to shut down Moscow's Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Paris also canceled its fireworks show and cut back plans for the evening. In Jakarta, Indonesian police uncovered plans for an attack on that city. Fire continued to smolder at the Address Hotel in Dubai a few hours after midnight. Officials said it was 90% contained and it no longer seemed to be spreading, but was still burning on the north side of the building. Emergency vehicles were still in the vicinity. Authorities say 14 people were injured. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he will consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation as an attack requiring a counterstrike. Mr. Nkurunziza addressed the nation Wednesday. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. The order comes in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program. A threat came after missile tests by Iran that the U.S. says violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. This is VOA News. The diplomatic dispute over Turkey's deployment of soldiers and tanks to Iraq continues to deepen, with Iraq accusing Turkey of reneging on an agreement to withdraw its forces and threatening military action. Dorian Jones reports.
In a warning to Ankara, Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari said if we are forced to fight to defend our sovereignty, we will fight. The threat comes as Baghdad accused Ankara of only partially withdrawing a recently deployed force of soldiers and tanks to protect its training camp in Bashaqa in northern Iraq. But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. Justice Department says authorities have arrested a New York State resident accused of planning to kill people on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State group. A statement says Emmanuel L. Luchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to IS during an initial court appearance Thursday morning. Thousands of people are relocated from their homes near Los Angeles. Workers for a local gas company, Southern California Gas, are trying to cap a major leak at a nearby storage facility. The emissions are sickening some residents and causing a large-scale release of methane. Three of Republican U.S. presidential candidate Ben Carson's top aides have resigned. The shakeup in his campaign comes less than 5 weeks before voters in Iowa hold their caucuses. Carson, a conservative Christian, once rivaled frontrunner Donald Trump in the quest for the Republican nomination for the White House, but has been struggling in the polls in recent weeks. Mexico has deported the mother of an American teenager wanted for violating his probation in connection with a drunk driving crash that killed four people in 2013. Mexican officials say Tonya Couch was placed late Wednesday on a plane bound for the U.S., where she faces an arrest warrant and felony charges of hindering an apprehension. But it could be weeks before her son, 18-year-old Ethan Couch, is sent back to the U.S. after his lawyers on Wednesday filed a petition to temporarily block his deportation. The Republic of Congo has announced it will hold its presidential election in March. That decision follows the recent approval of a new constitution that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. The election date has been set for March 20th, 2016. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean, trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record. More than 3,700 people are believed to have died trying to make the trip. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.